you see as your contribution being to the Texans' defensive line?
You know, like I said, I'm very grateful that they gave me another opportunity to be on this team. And I'm just going to go out there and take on whatever role that the Texans give me and do it to the best of my ability.
Devin Still, obviously a very intriguing story. We've all been introduced to and fallen in love with his daughter, Leah. And throughout the course of the next couple of weeks, we will introduce you to him a little bit more and tell you that story. All right, let's talk about the other free agents that were signed on that same day as Brock, headlined by Lamar Miller.
The one thing you can't coach is speed, right? So the guy, again, and I don't want to just say that that's all he offers and all he brings to the table. This guy is a, you know, he's a complete running back. And he's going to, I probably should let Bill talk a little bit more about how we use him, but I just think that he has a skill set that will allow our creative coaches to utilize him in a way that, hopefully is, you know, a threat to defenses.
We kind of witnessed it firsthand this year. So, you know, we feel good about Lamar being on board here and some of the things that he can do, what he brings to our locker room, number one. Like I said, what we've heard about him as a person, as a guy, and then obviously his skill set. We're looking forward to working with him.
You know, I feel like it's a great organization. You know, I feel like this team is heading in the right direction, and with my skill set, I feel like I can help them get to the next step. But I just got to come here every day, just try to compete, be the best teammate, and, you know, just do my job.
No, I played center all last year. I feel really comfortable there. And I honestly, I've felt pretty comfortable at every position. You know, whatever this team needs me to do, I come in right now thinking center first in my mind. But more than anything, I want to do whatever. I want to fill whatever need this team has.
Last year, you guys beat up on the Texans twice. What can you do to help the Texans not let that happen again?
Do my job. Come out there, protect Brock, fire up the O-line, and get the running game going for Lamar.
We've done a lot of research on these guys, and I told these guys personally, you know, I couldn't find anybody out there that said anything bad about them. You know, these guys are all known as good teammates, hardworking guys that not only obviously are good football players, but good guys. And I think we have a locker room full of those guys, and I think they're going to welcome these guys with open arms. And I would just say that now we're just ready to go to work, you know, get to work. We got a draft coming up in a little bit here, and then OTA start, off-season program, and we're looking forward to getting to work.
So the backfield appears to be solidified for the Houston Texans, which now brings us to some of the departures led by Arian Foster. Some of these surprises, some of them no surprises, and our general John McClain gets you caught up.
The Texans made offers to Ben Jones, Brandon Brooks, Jared Crick. They made offers for them based on what they thought they were worth, based on what they've accomplished. They could have offered more. They had more to do it, but they didn't. They offered what they thought. Ben got more from Tennessee. Brandon got more from Philadelphia. Jared got more from Denver. I'm not surprised Brandon left, but I was surprised Ben left, mainly because I was stunned he'd get an average of more than $4 million a year. But they were prepared for that, and that's why they signed Allen and Bergstrom right away. Well, I wrote as soon as Arian went on injured reserve, he was gone, because I knew he was. He's a serious injury for any player, especially a running back, and he was going to be 30, and he had a big cap figure. And I think they were just ready to move on because he'd been hurt so much, major injuries. People said, well, why wouldn't they sign him with less money? Well, number one, maybe he didn't want to take it. But number two, if Arian's on the team, he's the starter. You know, he is the third best player in franchise history, the best running back in franchise history, and for four seasons, he was probably the second best running back in the NFL behind Adrian Peterson. So if he's on the team, he's got to start. If he's starting, then you worry about injuries, three major injuries in the last two seasons, none of which it was contact. So I think it was time to move on, and they replaced him with Lamar Miller, who has a career average of 4.5 yards a carry, touchdowns of 85 and 97 yards in each of the last two seasons. Only carried 20 times once last season. That was for 113 yards and helped them beat Baltimore. So he's going to get to touch the ball a lot more. He's not as great a receiver as Arian. Arian's a great receiver out of the backfield, but Lamar Miller, his catches improved every year in Miami. And if they improve this season, that means he'll have at least 50.
All right, we have to take another time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the schedule as well as a little trip to Mexico City. Stay with us.